Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love Loves Me. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you brought your Bible this evening, turn to John, Gospel account of John, the third chapter, and the first epistle of John, 1 John, fourth chapter. John 3, 1 John 4. Anybody ever heard of John 3:16? You mind if I preach to you about it? You think we've ever exhausted all the light and truth from any verse of Scripture? Or is there more there that we haven't seen? John chapter 3 and verse 16. Have you found it? Anybody know what it says? What does it say? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord. Do you believe on Him? Do you have everlasting life? And how is it that this came to happen for you? Go back to the start of the verse. Because why? Because God loved you. That's how it came to be that Jesus was sent and He came and He paid the price for your sins and mine, and you and I had the privilege of existing and having a life and finding out that we needed a Savior and receiving the Savior and being born again and old things passing away and all things becoming new and having an eternity we're looking forward to of ruling and reigning with Him as the sons of God. Where did it all start? Front of the verse. Where did it start? For God so loved the whole world, and you and I are part of that. I want everybody to say, God loves me.
God loves me.
Say it again.
God loves me.
Say it another time.
God loves me.
Why are you saved?
God loves me.
How did you get born again?
God loves me.
Why are you going to heaven?
God loves me.
Because God loves you.
Amen.
God loves me. Thank you, Lord. Verse 17, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Now, an understanding of this one verse would eradicate all kinds of unscriptural teachings and practices and beliefs and confusion. The Spirit of God is not a condemning spirit.
Amen.
Condemn means to judge guilty and deserving of punishment and judgment. And how much preaching and how much teaching in how many churches throughout the earth has had some element, a little or a lot, of condemnation? Condemnation. And how many Christians have ministered condemnation to their spouses, ministered condemnation to their kids, trying to shame them into obedience or compliance? Shame on you. I've heard Christians say it adamantly. Shame on you is absolutely devilish. Shame on you has got nothing to do with God and everything to do with the enemy. You might want to just remove that from your vocabulary. Shame on you. Because God does not want shame on you. He wants glory on you. He has not, if the Lord had wanted you and I condemned, all he'd have had to do is nothing. Nothing. But he came into the world not to condemn us, not to make us feel guilty, not to shame us. I don't care what you've done. He's not pleased with sin. He's not going to tell you sin's okay. But nor does he want you to feel guilty about it and ashamed of it. He wants you to repent. He wants you to get free and let him clean you up. And let him make you right and whole again. Yes. Have you ever heard, well, you're in, holding a place in 1 John. Just go on over there right now. And before you read that fourth chapter, we'll look at the third chapter. Have you ever heard people come out of a service or come away from reading a book or hearing some kind of a sermon or something, and they said, boy, you know, the Lord really condemned me about some things. When I heard that, when I read, have you ever heard that? That's also unscriptural. In order for something to be scriptural, what do you need? Scriptures. For that. Right? In 1 John 3, you'll notice this in verse 20. 1 John 3:20, are you there? It says, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. What's condemning us? The Holy Spirit condemning us? No. No. Our heart is condemning us, not God. Not the Holy Spirit. A correct word to use for what the Holy Spirit is doing is conviction, not condemnation. And conviction is from the word convince. Convince. What the Holy Spirit, Jesus talked about when the Spirit has come, he would convict and convince. And what that is he will cause you to see what is right, what is truth, what is good, what is light. Now in the light, you're liable to see some stuff about you that ain't so good and ain't so right. And when you see that, your own heart will condemn you. But that's not the Holy Spirit condemning. That's your heart. In fact, I have found that if my heart's right, if I'm willing to repent, that even if my heart is condemning me about something I did wrong, the Holy Spirit will comfort me. Amen. He'll comfort me, even when my heart's bothering me about it. And if you'll have faith in his love, and what did he say? If we'll confess our sins, what did he say? He's faithful. He's just. He'll forgive us. He'll cleanse us. And if you'll believe that, then your heart will stop condemning you and you can get free from your past, from your sins, from your failures. You can get free. Aren't you glad? It's why Jesus paid such a terrible price on the cross. That's why he did what he did. So you and I could no longer would have to be sin and condemned and guilty and shamed, but we could be forgiven and cleansed and made righteous and made free. He's been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. We've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. We didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. We've been made it. Made it. Oh, hallelujah. And if you'll believe it, you will get free, my brother, my sister. You will get free. And I don't care what you did. Somebody said, well, you don't know what I did, preacher. I've had people look at me and go, you don't know how bad I've been. You don't know how mean. You don't know the low down dirty things I've done. And I look right straight back and said, yeah, and you don't know the power of the blood. Because there is no sin greater than his blood. I got more faith in the blood than I do in any sin I've ever done or you've ever done. Somebody said out loud, I have faith in the blood. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Go on over to the fourth chapter, please. 1 John chapter 4. Y'all believing with me this evening, aren't you? Just exactly what we need coming out. 1 John 4, and all this passage is good and wonderful, but we'll start in verse 16. 1 John 4. I need to back up a little bit. How about 12? No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us because he's given us of his Spirit. And we've seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. I think every one of us ought to do that right now. I mean, either confess him again, or if it's the first time, you can get born again right in the chair where you are right now if you have not been. Everybody said out loud, I believe in Jesus Christ. I confess he is the sent one. He is the Christ, the Redeemer of the world. And I confess him Lord of my life. Hallelujah. Woo. The Bible said you do that and believe God's raised him from the dead, you'd be saved. Thank you, Lord. Keep reading. He said, verse 14, we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, and whoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love Loves Me, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me